For several months in Vietnam, we had what was referred to as the monsoon season. I mean, it rained for hours at a time and for weeks on end. It rained so hard in sheets that you could barely see in front of you. And it was so wet you couldn't keep a cigarette dry to smoke all of it. We were running operations during the day out in the jungle, which already was a very moist environment, and the monsoon rain only worsened our exposure to the wetness. At night, we sought some cover, possibly under trees, and wrapped ourselves up in a poncho in an attempt to keep somewhat dry. In the morning, we'd wake up and find slimy leeches had made their way through our protective covering and ended up in the hairy parts of our bodies. We'd either touch the leeches' bodies with a lighted cigarette or splash some mosquito repellent on them, or simply pull them off our bodies and splatter them against a rock. They were a constant nuisance in the monsoon season, to add to the aggravation of warfare. The rain tended to keep the enemy largely at bay, because they didn't want to trudge through the mud and wet terrain to engage us. And nor did we want to do it either. As a result, we had an opportunity, albeit a wet one, to get a bit of rest. Al and I wanted to cover this in a song, but we didn't know exactly how to approach it. Instead, we decided we'd write down our recollections about our monsoon experiences, and then independently email them to Ricky E. Bellows to see if she could take a crack at writing the lyrics. I wrote a really somber melody, and despite Ricky's reluctance to tackle the lyrics because she had never had war experiences, she wrote them, and in our opinion, did outstanding work. And I need to credit Jim Hendrick again for his production skills, because he did an excellent job on the entire concept CD, but he really captured the moment with the instrumentation for a song we titled Monsoon Rain. This song is one of my favorites on the album, as it acts somewhat like a relief valve from all of the warlike activity. Ricky captured the loneliness and isolation of war, and the longing we felt for our loved ones, particularly our girlfriends and wives.
Fighting's died down all around. None of us wants to start up again. We're tired and beat. Our